Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is I Love Giving Rim Jobs, written and read by Luke. There are two things I love eating. Steak and ass. I'm a dirty liar. I love eating a lot of things. But ass is right up there. There's nothing quite like getting someone to spread their cheeks and just diving right the fuck in. Freshly or recently washed, at least. Inside and out, for preference. Nobody likes a nasty surprise. But, oh God, the things you can do with your tongue and your lips to that most intimate and universal of orifices. You can do some seriously wicked things, and it is so much fun. Let me tell you a story. Flash cut. In media res. That means in the middle of things. Letting us skip the tedious build-up and plot and relationships and dive right into the action. At this point, we're 2 hours into the fourth round of our three-way weekend. Two friends of mine were visiting the city, one and two here on, and as the excellent friend I am, I'd given them a list of must-see places in London, with a cheat sheet of good grub, cheap booze, and the best places to pick up boys. We'd hit a lot of them over the course of the few days I was joining them, but this is digression. What's important was the rim job. I was flat on my back, with one on all fours on top of me, his hips in my grip. We'd have been 69ing, but I gently slapped his mouth away. I like to focus properly when I'm rimming. Angle is the big one. And with him kneeling in front of me, I could get right in, working the pink flesh of his hole with slow, long licks that sent shivers up his spine with a gratifying chorus of moaning. I started with a couple of broad strokes, getting the whole surface wet with the flat of my tongue, being sure to work in plenty of spit, rimming one of the few situations where sloppy technique is the best technique. Try and get your ears and elbows wet. I'm told the same strategy works well with cunnilingus, but I'll confess to never having tried. Never stop licking, unless your tongue is tired. Then use your lips. Give yourself a little rest. Much as the tongue is a killer tool, remember the lips. Purse them. Tense them. Make little sucking motions to work that sensitive flesh with flexible muscle. He arched his back and cried out, and the angle it opened up was perfect. I gripped him and held him there. His husband knelt next to us on the bed, stroking his cock as he watched me eat. I came up for air. Two and I shared a conspiratorial look before I grabbed one's ass cheeks and pulled them apart, his tight hole flexing at the sudden rush of cool air. I stuck out my tongue, focusing it to a point, and circled the spread flesh till I reached his hole. I took another breath, inhaling the sweaty, pheromone-laden stink of the room, and dived in with as much of my tongue as I could fit. He jerked suddenly, and I had to restrain him, one arm tight around his waist, the other on his thigh, grabbing at the sheets and pushing back against my invading tongue as I moved it inside his body. He gave me the best sexual feedback I have ever had. Fuck, why didn't you warn me about your tongue? And I'd have smirked if I wasn't mouth deep in him, too busy giving myself lockjaw. I could feel the tight wetness of his body around me, tasting the sweat and the lube and the tart, salty flavour of an earlier fuck. I couldn't remember who I was tasting, to or myself. Either way, I felt my dick twitch with another surge of arousal. Fuck. growling noises. His hips reached a rhythm, rocking back and forth over my face, my right hand reaching around and gripping his leaking cock as I guided his hips with my left. I gave it a squeeze, milking a fresh stream of pre-cum to lube up the shaft with as I stroked him, the two of us grinding ass against face in an increasingly frenzied unison. "Oh, fuck. I'm gonna..." cried out too, his face that mask of delight and shock and tense agony men get when they're about to come. On me," cries one. I pull my face back, and not a second too late. One spit-slicked hole is quickly spattered with his husband's load, a few stray jets spraying into my face and settling into my beard. Two grins, sweating and exhausted, his face aglow with satisfaction. I lick semen out of my moustache and press my lips to the freshly decorated hole. I push my tongue back into one, aggressive now. I want him to come too. Quick, deep thrusts that I match on his cock, working his shaft from my elbow instead of my wrist to better jerk him off. I feel him tense around me and he screams, hot jizz jetting out over my body. I hold him there as he comes, pulling my tongue out but feeling each rack and spasm course through him, watching his hole twitch and wink, shining slick with spit and semen. I lie there, rock hard and just as satisfied as the two of them. Fuck, I love eating ass. If you liked that, you can find more of me at BeardyNoise on Twitter, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.